Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1963, Americus, Georgia, 15 black girls joined a protest.
One for the matinee, please.
Negroes, get your tickets in the back.
We just want tickets to see the show.
Here comes a whole mess of tickets for each and every one of you.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Based on a true story, Push Black presents The Stolen Girls of Americus. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
No matter the excuse, this was the last time her husband would put his hands on her, no matter how famous or well-respected he was. Her knees mattered just as much as his, and it was time to show the world the truth. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Alice Dunbar Nelson was married to one of the greatest black poets of all time, Paul Laurence Dunbar. But a look below the surface revealed that everything was not as it seemed. Her life with Paul Laurence Dunbar was filled with abuse and alcoholism. His doctor treated him with whiskey, a dreadful attempt to soothe the tuberculosis destroying his body. When he almost killed her in a fit of rage, she knew it was time to leave. Nelson eventually remarried, but she never changed who she was. She was an advocate for women's rights and an incredible writer in her own right. There was something else, too. No matter how much opposition she faced from men or the white world, she kept writing, speaking out, and advocating for black women. Even when she was sick and dying, she kept a diary and voiced her desire for liberation. Nelson faced hardship, abuse, and rejection, trying to make her voice heard. Despite this, she kept pursuing her passion. We must remember that a racist, misogynist society will always seek to silence the voices of those they hate. Never keep quiet. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying Black history stories we all deserve to know.